From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Nearly 100 people have been killed by twin bombings at a rally in Turkey. At least 95 people died and more than 240 were injured when two bombs exploded at a peace rally in the capital city, Ankara. Dorian Jones has the details.
The blast tore through the crowd, causing carnage. Ambulances and even taxis rushed the wounded to nearby hospitals. The rally, organized by Turkey's civic society and pro-Kurdish groups, was calling for an end to fighting between Turkish security forces and the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK. No group has claimed responsibility for Saturday's bombings. But in July, the Islamic State was blamed for a suicide bombing targeting pro-Kurdish activists, killing over 30 people. Following that attack, the PKK ended a ceasefire, accusing Turkish security forces of collusion, a charge also denied. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Russia says it has stepped up airstrikes against Islamic State extremists in Syria in support of Syrian troops who have seized two villages north of Hama since late Friday. Russia's defense ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov, speaking to Russian reporters on Saturday, linked the rising number of strikes to what he called significant growth in the number of ground targets detected through aerial and satellite reconnaissance. Here in Washington, top U.S. defense officials held a secure video conference with their Russian counterparts as part of a push to promote safe flight operations in increasingly crowded Syrian airspace. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in Chad say at least 33 locals and Nigerian refugees were killed when as many as five female suicide bombers attacked two sites near the Nigerian border. Police immediately linked the attacks in the town of Bagasola to Boko Haram Islamists. Police and hospital officials say at least 50 others were wounded in and around the town located on the shores of Lake Chad. Chad is a leading contributor to a regional task force set up to fight Boko Haram, whose attacks have spread in recent years from its birthplace in nearby Nigeria to Chad, Cameroon, and Niger. Palestinians carried out two stabbing attacks in Jerusalem on Saturday before being shot dead by police. Meanwhile, another two Palestinians were killed during a violent demonstration near the Gaza border fence. On the Gaza frontier, protests resumed Saturday afternoon with dozens of Palestinians throwing stones and rolling burning tires toward Israeli troops. Gaza health officials said Israeli forces shot dead a 13-year-old and an 11-year-old. The Israeli military said it fired toward protesters who approached the border. A wave of stabbings has rocked Israel in recent days. The attacks started in East Jerusalem at a holy site revered by Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and by Jews as the Temple Mount. U.S. President Barack Obama says the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal reached this past week between the U.S. and 11 other nations promotes American values and protects American workers. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama said the TPP will open new markets to American products and boost the U.S. economy at the same time.
95% of the world's consumers live outside our borders. 95%. They want to buy American products. They want our cars, our music, our food. And if American businesses can sell more of their products in those markets, they can expand and support good jobs here at home.
Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of people rallied Saturday in the German capital against the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP. That's a free trade accord being negotiated by the European Union and the United States. Germany's government has pushed the deal, saying it will boost the global economy and give small and mid-sized companies a better chance at competing on the world market. Opponents fear the pact will hand too much power to big multinationals. And thousands of people waving flags, carrying signs, and listening to speeches and songs gathered on the National Mall here in Washington for the 20th anniversary of the Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan's Million Man March. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.